Not now. Mother-in-law, mm-hmm. we stayed down there with her. Mm-hmm. My house in West Boston. And
what street did you live on up in Boston?
6th Street. 611 6th Street. Mm-hmm. And I lived there as long as I worked up at Boston.
And did the mill own those houses?
Yes. They owned them for a long time there. We didn't pay but 20 cents a room.
20 cents a room, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and got lights and water and all that furnished. Mm-hmm. And garbage picked up too. And
do you remember the house that the man that ran the mill up there used to live in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know they sold that.
Yeah, they sold it to Kohler.
I wonder how much they sold it for.
I don't know how much they sold it for. They sold that one in Ms. Ward's house too.
Yeah,
and the big house back there in the back. Mm-hmm. They sold it to that run the beauty shop.
Break 19.
Okay, there we got a little CB there. Sometimes this tape recorder, I have to shut it off because people come by with those CBs. Mm-hmm. It'll pick up a CB. Sometimes it'll pick up a radio station. I was in Andalusia, and they got people just singing away on there. So I gotta keep an eye on this all. Just get you and don't get the, and me and don't get the radio station.
And, what that man name is up there in the house now? In the big house.
It's still at the Armstrong. I heard it sold to
Armstrong. Yeah, he bought it, mm-hmm. and he bought it for $25,000, I think. What he get for that?
That's really a pretty good price for a house that big and nice.
Well, you know, it's got 3 floors on the basement, and a first floor, and then the second floor, and then a pool room on top.
Oh.
And got another floor on top of that and it's in the attic.
Good night.
And we got a nice pool room up there.
Hmm. Pool room on top. I never have been in there. Is it pretty inside?
Yes, sir, it is.
But is that one of those houses with the real high ceilings?
Yeah.
About how high are the ceilings in there?
Oh, they are 9 foot or 10 foot ceilings in there.
Hmm. That's pretty good size ceiling. Mm-hmm. I know my wife and them live across them. Across town, her mother lives across town. They got 12-foot ceilings.
Mm-hmm. And they got a garage back there, and it furnishes the heat. They blow in down and below the garage, mm-hmm. and the ground.
Oh.
And it just nice. And I had to tend to all of it. Hmm. And every day I had to give it a check. And
do all repairs.
And done the repair on it. And, and the old grease trap, I had to clean it out every day. And
what exactly is a grease trap? Can you explain that to me?
Well, you know, you wash dishes and things, and, mm-hmm. and the grease coming down in there, and that trap catches the grease and keeps it in that barrel, like, you know, and we have to go down there, open it up, and screw it out, and take the top off and dip the grease out of there, mm-hmm. and take it and throw it in the backwoods.
Oh. Let's see. You have any kind of favorite hobbies or pastimes that you do since you retired, or any clubs and things that you remember?
Well, I used to teach a dojo and acrobat.
Hmm.
And we done that for Yura Banerjee. I taught for her 16 years.
Oh.
And put on shows around.
Hmm.
And I throw the women around my neck and all.
Hmm.
I did all that.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. I did that till I held school twice a week. Hmm. Down there teaching them, and then I put on shows whenever she had shows.